Well, all right. Hey, listen, I said I was going to be honest and open, and I said that we were lethargic, but I didn't finish that. I said, you know, I told them because I like being honest. Is it all right? Do you guys like it if I'm honest? Or would you rather me stand on the pulpit on my high horse and just deliver the word and go home? No, I don't think so. So anyways, I was telling them, hey, man, I felt the same way. I felt like I was telling them it was 6 o'clock. I was sitting in my office getting ready for tonight's message, and I was thinking, man, I really ought to go over to shift and just kind of make sure things are going. And I was just like, you know, I felt distracted. I had been working on a project at home, and I hadn't seen my son or my wife in a couple days. You know, it was Easter last week, and I had spent some time. And you know, I'm going to show up at 6:30. I'm going to go into prayer. I'm going to show up, and I'm going to preach the message. I'll answer the questions right after service that people have, and then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to sleep. And that's how I felt about tonight. And that's why we see the young adult service, and especially growing up in America, hundreds. But you know, I'm excited. Let me start out by saying this. I had made the announcement about this series. It'll probably go not just what we can do as people to look at things. And I promise we have done this and we've done that. Three, six, be doers of the word and not hearers only. It's about those who hear the word and only hear the word. And then we're going to look at what the Bible says about and talker, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Verse 23, if anyone is a you're shouting it out, man. That's because here's the bottom line. In some capacity in our life, and we can all admit this, let's all be honest, have been a hero. You know, am I in this? Is that? Okay. The first description we read is deceived. The look of a hearer. Isn't that the whole basis behind deception? Is you believe something to be true that really isn't. So you start to believe that, hey man, I'm doing great. I'm pushing on. I'm serving God. But the bottom line is you're really only deceived. And most of the time, those of you who have lived this before, most of the time you know that the people around you know that you're deceived. God knows you're deceived, but you and I, when we are hearers of the word only, live in this bubble that we think that all is well, everything is going great, and that nobody notices, but in the bottom line is we're deceiving our own self. And we're not causing any good. So here the first description of a person that hears is deception. Holy cow! I mean, we're starting off heavy. Okay, now let's move on. Verse number 23, for if anybody is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing. Let's stop there. Observing. Out of verse number 23, he is an observer. Let me say it to you like this. What does that mean, Pastor Luke? Let me ask you this. How many? Show me by your hands. You keep them up because I'm going to give you a couple questions because hopefully I can get everybody's hand up. How many of you guys have ever been to a sporting event? Basketball, baseball, hockey, football, soccer, whatever. How many of you guys have ever been to a play? Those of you. How many of you guys have ever been to a movie? Okay, honestly, everybody's hand should be up, right? Okay, how many? If your hand's not up, then whatever, you're deceiving yourself. Okay, you can put them down. What is it? Let me ask you this. What is your relation? Let's use the Lakers, okay? You are, let's be hypothetical. You're Jack, what's his name, Jack Nicholas? Jack Nicholson, okay? You are in Jack Nicholson's seat on the floor seat of the Lakers game, right? I mean, you're right there on the floor. You're right there. I mean, Kobe sits right in front of you, okay? What is your relationship? You're not actually not Jack Nicholson. You're sitting in his seat, okay? You got blessed with some free tickets, okay? You're sitting there and you're watching Kobe, you know, and all the Lakers and doing their thing, right? What is your relationship to the game? What is the game about? Is it about you on the front row? Or is it about Kobe and the Lakers doing their thing? So here the Bible tells us that we are observers. For those of us who hear and don't do. All of a sudden you've heard the term, we're sitting on the sideline. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, now we're getting somewhere, Pastor Luke. Okay. And we hear the word and we don't act upon it. I'm here to pay. It determines, let's be honest then. The game is not a word. When you hear the word, you disqualify yourself from being a miracle. Of the world is 2 + 2. Is God confined to 2 + 2 being 4? Or does God make 2 + 2 whatever he wants it to be? So we as Christians, we have been invited to live people in the you forget your natural. Is that what type of person we are that we've been adopted into the family of Christ? That 1 Corinthians tells us we are of God because we've been made new creations. So when we are hearers of the word, Did you resort to your own ways right off the bat, or did you go to God? Ribbon in your Bible? I'm going to take my own advice. Here we go. Go with me to the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter. This is a super. And now, anybody who hears these things of mine, hears me, right? Let me say it like this. Nobody wants to be the village idiot. Right? You've heard what the word, what men say, and we take it as the truth because that is what we know in our what? Natural ability, like we just talked about. And so, you know, we think of that as wisdom. So that's foolish compared to what God says. That's pretty foolish that we would sacrifice. And now we disregard everything that God says, and we are hearers of the word, or we've been hearers of something, and we didn't heed the advice. We did it our own way, and we just... Why? Because great was its fall. Come back to that, because we're talking about contrasts. I think it's power pack. First of all, it says God is not without partiality, not without geographic location, but Jesus Christ nonetheless died. Are those of God. So are self. Yeah, you're saved, but are you going to escape judgment? That's for between you and God. If you're a foolish man, let's get into that. All right, come on. If you got your Bibles, turn back to James, the first chapter. I'm going to read verse number 22 again. But be doers of the word and not hearers only. God down strict law of so I have involuntarily to him. Look, you're going to apply it and you're going to make a decision based on. When we're hearers, we forget. So we don't know where we're looking. But now as doers, because we look, which is Jesus Christ, to become Christ-like. So the look of a doer is he who looks into perfection. He who is forgetful here. The look of a doer in contrast to the look of a hearer. Here's the bottom line. Here's the principle of the thing. We're operating in it. We're living in love. We're speaking what the Word of God says about our situation. We're praying the prayers that the Bible prays over us. We're understanding our authority as believers over the enemy. Now all of a sudden we're putting it into practice. So therefore it's hard for us to forget it because it's something that we're doing. You cannot forget how to drive when you're driving. Right? It's the same principle. So the look of a doer is somebody that doesn't forget. Because they are doing. Verse number 25. Are you guys with me tonight? I'm having fun. Is this, are you guys having, I mean, come on. This is, it's kind of fun to look at this stuff, okay? I know you guys are like, well, Pastor Luke, you said you weren't going to preach at us. I'm just having fun, all right? I'm excited about it. Verse number 25. He who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one, I love this part. I love this part. I think we all love this part. We all know where this one's going. This one will be blessed in what he does. This one will be blessed. So the look of a doer is blessing. The look of a doer is blessed. So sometimes we wonder in our lives, why are we busted up, broke down, disgusted, can't figure out what's going on. You know, I heard somebody say once before, man, I'm more miserable now that I've accepted Christ than before. But is that the look of a doer? Hello. Remember what we said about hearers deceiving themselves. So the look of a doer is blessing. When you take the word of God and you hear it and you do it and you apply it and you live it, the look of that person is blessed. I love this part. In what he does. Doers will be blessed in doing. It's like cyclical. The more you do, the more you're blessed. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like that crazy thing that you just keep going round and round and round and round. The look of a doer, somebody that applies the word of God to their life, somebody that listens to what God tells us, that reads the word of God about their life, that sifts through the book of John, the book of the Corinthians, the book of Ephesians, and tells us about our spiritual warfare and our position in God, and does what the word of God says in our life, we'll be blessed. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. The look of a doer, not easily forgetting, would be blessed, would be looking into perfection. Now let's change verses. Let's go to Matthew, the 7th chapter. I pulled my thumb out. Hopefully you didn't pull your thumb out. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Back there we go. I skipped over Mark this time. We're actually going to take a couple looks back up. Verse number 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and what does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. The look of a doer out of Matthew, the 7th chapter. Jesus' description of those of us who decide that doing is better than just hearing is, number one, a wise man. Not number one, it's out of verse, 24. We're not doing numbers. Sorry, Pastor Luke's in number mind. The look of a doer is a wise man, based on Jesus' description. Like I said earlier, none of us want to be that foolish man. None of us want to operate in the things of this world, right? We don't want to take what the world says, but we take what God says. We take the advice that God says about our finances, what God says to do with our emotions, what God says to do about the people around us, how God tells us to be workers, how God tells us to be husbands and wives and children and boyfriends and girlfriends and friends. And we take what the Bible says and we do it, we would be like wise men, not foolish. I'll tell you what, I am notorious for sticking my foot in my mouth. So I can often classify myself as foolish. I'll say something, and right after I say it, it's like, dang it, why did I say that? And that's not something I want to be, but if I know that if I'm a doer, the Bible says that even a foolish man would seem wise if he kept his mouth shut. Okay? I was being honest, right? If I apply what the Word of God says to me and I become a doer, I won't look foolish, yet I look wise. I mean, that's a plain and simple, the basic way, man. That's it right there. Jesus says, those who take my word, hear it, and do it would be like a wise man. No numbers. I should have numbered them. Jesus' description of a doer is strength to withstand. Jesus says, wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fall. We saw that the look of a hearer was guaranteed to fall. But those who are doers, strength to stand. The rains came, the winds descended, the waves rose, and they did what? They beat on that house. I think of like Rocky in Rocky IV when he fights Ivan Drago and he's all beat up, you know? And remember, I don't know if you guys remember Rocky, those Sylvester Stallone fans, Ivan Drago, you know, the Russian dude, if you guys don't remember what I'm talking about, his description of Rocky was he was a piece of iron. His hands hurt from punching the guy because he had the strength to stand. You and I, when we apply the Word of God to our life and we become doers of the Word, we hear what Jesus says, we hear what the Word of God tells us, and we do it, we become like Rocky. We got the strength to stand. Why? Because we're doing the Word of God. Now all of a sudden, like we learned earlier, we're not following the life in our natural abilities. Remember we talked about that, the look of a hearer. Now all of a sudden, the look of a doer doesn't live in the natural, he lives with God. And with God, through God, all things are possible. We can take up the shield and the sword of the Spirit, and we can fight the fiery darts of the enemy, and we can have the strength to stand. Why? Because now we are doing the Word of God. It is making sense in our life. We are applying it to our everyday lives, and now all of a sudden, something's different about us. We didn't just hear it and say, wow, that's great, we should do that. Now all of a sudden, we're picking it up, we're standing up, and we're saying, you know what? I can lean on the Lord. I can trust in Him who's greater. Because I'm adopted into His family. And now all of a sudden, I have the strength to stand. Because you know what? Trials, tribulation, storms, wind, waves, they're going to come. And they're going to beat on everybody's house. Saved or not. That's the law of chaos. You're going to get a flat tire on the freeway when you least expect it. Gas is going to go up more than you think because you just bought a truck. That's just the way life is. But now, when you live in the principles of God and you apply them to your life and you become a doer, now all of a sudden, you have the strength to stand because you've got something that nobody else does. You've got God on your side as a doer. The description of a doer, based on what Jesus says in Matthew, the 7th chapter, is founded. The Bible tells us that his house did not fall because he built it on the rock. As a Christian, as a doer, as somebody that hears the Word of God, we hear, we sit in service, we read the Word of God, and we begin to apply it to our life, we act on it, we live in it, we do it. All of a sudden, now we have the strength to stand, but you know what, more so than that? We become founded. We don't find ourselves in the identity of this world. We are not associated with pop culture. I am not part of Generation X or Y or Millennial or whatever generation you are. Because that's what the world tells me. I am founded on the rock. All of a sudden now, as a doer of the word, I have a new identity. I have a foundation to stand on, something to hold on to. The Bible refers to Jesus as the chief cornerstone of our faith. If you think back to the buildings in New York City, all those tall, old school skyscrapers, on the corner of them, most of all those buildings have a big plaque and a big rock called the cornerstone, where that rock was made perfectly level, perfectly flat. And from that stone, they built the building out. Jesus being the chief cornerstone of our faith, from that stone is built. Because now you and I, as doers of the Word of God, have a foundation in which we can stand on. When the world, when the economy, when the wars come in and they shake us, they shake our foundations. Our foundation is immovable. Not like the person that heard and built his house on the sand and it washed away. Our foundation is on the rock. If you think back to those lighthouses, you've seen those pictures where the wave crashes up and over the lighthouse and the lighthouse doesn't move. Why? Because its foundation was on the rock. You and I, as doers, the look of somebody who takes the word and does it is somebody who is founded on the rock, on Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone of our faith. Woo! And finally, in Romans, second chapter. Guys know where I was going with this one. Verse number 13. Well, I'm going to read verse number 12. All will be judged by the law. Verse number 13. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. The look of a doer is justification. Why is that? Like I said earlier, we are not saved by our works. The Bible tells us that our works are like filthy rags unto God, no matter how good we are. Unfortunately, Americans think that if we do good works, that gets us into heaven. We are not saved by our works. I'll make that straight out and clear right now. There is no argument about that. We are saved by grace through faith. But with our works in teaming with our salvation, now all of a sudden we become justified. Because you know what? The bottom line is Jesus Christ didn't come to this world so that you and I could raise our hand in a service and call it at that. Because otherwise we wouldn't have those statements at the end of the Gospels and at the end, the beginning of Mark or of Acts called the Great Commission. Jesus would have ascended to heaven and said, great, here it is, enjoy. But no, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. Not to every person, to every living creature. You see a lizard, Jesus Christ. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know what that is? First of all, let me tell you that. The practical application of that, it's practice, okay? The lizard's not going to tell you no and spit in your face, all right? Your cat, your dog, right? They're not going to do anything to you, okay? That's the practical application of that rabbit trail. But the bottom line is, the look of a doer is justified. Why? Because now all of a sudden we've accepted salvation through grace and through our faith, and now our faith is acting upon it. And we are beginning to do something. Faith without works is dead. Therefore, faith with works is alive. And in our life and in our justification, we see that when the judgment comes and we stand before God and we recount the deeds of our life, we can stand assured that, you know what? No matter what the things we've done, because we're not all perfect, not all the time are we doers. I'm Pastor Luke. I'm telling you the truth right now. I am not always a doer. I told you about my foot in my mouth. Okay? So no, we're not perfect, but if we strive to be doers and we take the word of God and we stand before the judgment throne after all is said and done and we face God and we say, you know what? I lived my life and I did it. Then we look back and we can rest assured that we are justified. Why? Because we did what God said. Not just took. The most precious thing that we could have all had. Salvation, the gift that Jesus Christ, that we just celebrated last Friday, Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for you and I. The most precious gift, the biggest thing that in all of history that has ever happened for mankind when God himself came to this earth and died on the cross so that we could be saved. And we take that gift, we take that sacrifice that was for us and we treat it as common because we don't do it. But if we take it special, if we treat it for what it is, the greatest events in all history, the greatest thing that has ever happened to mankind, the greatest gift God has ever given anything, then all of a sudden when we treat it as special, my father raised me with this statement, what you treat as common will become common. But when we treat the word of God and the gift of God and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that came for us on the cross as common, we will hear it and leave it. But when we treat it as special, treat it as sacred, then all of a sudden we'll hear it and we'll have no choice but to do it. And the look of a doer is that of somebody who is justified. Why? Because they did it. Simple as that. Let me end with this. Romans, the 10th chapter, verse number 17, we'll just pop it up. Bible tells us, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is a product of hearing. We just learned about hearing and doing. Hearing is a product of the word of God. Those who hear these sayings of mine, Jesus says, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Let me say this. Faith is the application brought on by the hearing brought on from the word of God. So there you go. Faith comes by hearing. So application comes from hearing. So today, the choice. We looked at the descriptions. I'm not preaching at you. It's up to each and every one of you whether or not you want to be described as a hearer or a doer. Do you want to be somebody in your life that is deceitful, that is deceived, that is forgetful, that lives in the natural, that is guaranteed to fall, that is foolish? Or do you want to be somebody that is blessed, that does not forget, that is firm, that has the strength to continue on, that is justified? Each and every one of us have to make that decision in our lives, whether or not we're going to be hearers or we're going to be doers of the word. Did you guys get something out of that tonight?